right, it is 10:46. We are meeting in room 306 for this work session item. Discussion about Davis County wastewater systems. Let's go around the room first.
Cherise Bills, clerk auditor's office.
Mike Kendall, attorney's office.
Curtis Koch, clerk auditor.
Lorraine. You are still clerk auditor.
Yeah, I
got it. We have a whole bunch of more months. Lorraine Kamala, commissioner.
Randy Elliott, commissioner.
Neil Gaddis, attorney's office.
Adam Rack, public works.
Arnold Butcher, sheriff's office.
Mitch Matron, sheriff's office.
Lane Rose, facilities.
All right, so this is a follow-up discussion about an issue that was brought up from our local sewer district, and so we wanted to get some in-house discussion going on, kind of the problems, or whether this is our problem, or whether what we should do about it, and everything else. And so we'll turn some time over to our facilities people and the sheriff's office and kind of have a discussion of, you know, is this a problem or is this not a problem? Sorry, Mitch, put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
You're up.
So with the issue, the ongoing issue of material being disposed of, meaning some closed products, some paper products.
And we'll recognize that Commissioner Stevenson is now joining us too.
Thank you.
In the sewer systems, because it's more than just one, down at the criminal complex, we have been down there very proactive in trying to mitigate this problem and taking care of it. I haven't heard much from Central Davis Sewer in the last year. Periodically they will, and when I say periodically, it may be once a year, it may not be in a year, they will bring up some clothing items and set it outside our door and say, we captured this. And that's been the extent of it. We do know that we are losing some items through the sewer system. Unfortunately, we have a clientele that's down there that doesn't care. We have, in all of the day rooms, provided waste baskets, garbage cans for them to dispose of what is probably very common, the commissary items, the wrappers, etc., that come from getting commissary. They unfortunately have their free agency to dispose of those items as they see fit, even though it's recommended that those items are properly disposed of and not through the sewer system.
Did you say there's baskets? You mean
like garbage cans? So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not in the sewer, but no. Okay.
You know, we've tried in the past to let them have whether it be a garbage sack, paper sack, or even a plastic sack to kind of keep it in their cell, but then it's created a contraband issue, and so we've had to pull that back out. But have asked them to please use the trash cans that are inside of the day rooms, every day room. And so we also have been a little proactive in the facility. We've gone through, there's back in the jail alone, there's roughly 200 or 321 toilets, okay? Just in the jail alone.
321.
And for each one of those great toilets that we have, they have clean outs in them. So they'll have one per toilet, and then they'll have one on the main stack. And so what we've been doing is buying, these are a detention grade, these clean out covers along with a hook go in the stack and catch. We try and catch as much as we can. Now, it's great with clothing, or a pillowcase, or a blanket, or whatever. Sometimes it'll shred it, and they'll sneak by. But it does catch that and a lot of other items. The problem being is with wrappers and
how often do you have to clean that?
Sometimes every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's called a clean out?
It's a clean out with a hook.
Is that a fresh one, never been used?
Yeah, that's fresh, never been used.
All this pool.
So, there's two of them here, and just to make sure, maybe, I don't know, step on toes, but the difference. So, these are behind every toilet, and it's just got the straight down to hopefully catch the initial. And then those are in the stacks to catch things that have gotten by this.
So that rod goes into that sewer line.
That rod,
to,
that caps off.
Catch for big items.
Yeah, and that goes behind every toilet.
I got you.
This is something we've been, Mitch has been, him and his people have been installing these. We don't have them on every one. When they built the original facility in 1990, opened in 91, this was not a thought, was not an issue. So
Mitch, I'm sure I'm jumping ahead, but is there anything from our facility to their facility that catches it and can screen it besides just going down and going to their facility?
No, there isn't.
It makes it past those.
Since I wasn't here on the discussion, how many systems do we have coming out of our? You said there's multiple lines.
There's three sewer lines down there. The one that was installed in 1991, and that covers the sheriff's office. In the original portion of the facility, the jail.
Okay.
You have an 8-inch line that comes from that facility. Then when the work center was done, there's a sewer line that heads directly west and ties into the main sewer.
But
line.
The work center is not being used for anything.
Correct.
Else. That
so continue. There are two lines. Then you have the new expansion.
Are those lines adjacent to each other at all?
Well, they are completely separate. But both of them are an 8-inch line, have their own trunk line that runs out to Clark Lane and ties into the main sewer line.
Okay. So they both run to Clark Lane?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What about the third one?
The third one hits Clark Lane. It just goes out and goes down that visiting road. It heads real close to that turn and goes over to Clark Lane.
There's
and
a slide on the next page.
Can you see a slide?
Like the map. Let's see, where are you going to the next slide?
Scroll down.
I do have some drawings if you need to see them.
These are all separate connections to the sewer main.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't. Do you want to plug into this?
I think they were right.
So is this?
If I was wrong.
What they were looking you need for to plug in. Yes, we can get you plugged in.
That's what they're looking to try to. Yeah. Put a filter system to try to catch all this before it gets to the.
Okay. So. We have looked into that. If anybody wants to see these, I'll pass them around.
Yeah, what you say.
So you would need two of these screens to catch all of the debris that gets past the hooks and whatnot.
So Mitch, I have just a super technical question. It's what's catching? Is this screwing into something and this piece is catching, or?
The stinger part catches everything.
That part you have your hand.
This?
No.
Oh, okay. That so part. This is supposed to catch.
Yeah. So the pipe is that size, and that's the big part.
Got it.
And that goes in top of the pipe. And so I've been back there with Mitch and his guys. We go right back behind each toilet, open those up. And when we have a flooding problem or, you know, a clogging problem.
Stuff is caught right here.
Yes.
And so this goes the whole diameter of the pipe.
It goes straight down.
Yeah,
mine
might be about a half inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So if Curtis decides to flush an orange.
It's not going to get past this.
It's not going to get past this. And then Curtis, later that afternoon, needs to discharge whatever came with the orange.
Or from the orange.
Yeah, so it's blocked the orange now. That's just going to come back
into
on
their
purpose.
Yep,
literally.
Yep.
So it plugs, so we get to go and open it up and use tongs to extract whatever
is
in there.
Sometimes.
Can you make the inmate do it?
Excuse me?
No.
You can't force him to be like...
It's part of it. We don't let him back in that part.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's the secure. So, how many toilets have these right now? What percentage would you say?
In the jail, So all of the new, the expansion has it, and probably two-thirds of the existing facility has it.
Or budget, we're just going through and putting them in.
If you look at the budget, every year you'll see ACORN as a line item. That's what that money is used for, is to buy that stuff.
So how much would it cost us to just be done?
So the big one is $174.
Okay.
And that one is about $90.
And if we got these on every toilet, they're still going to see some Charleston chew, potentially.
They will.
But do you guys sell Charleston chew?
I don't believe that's one of our items, no.
We look through those pictures pretty intently, and there's a lot of items that aren't ours.
Right. So this seems like a really cost-effective way.
Yes.
Versus a multi-million dollar solution. And I mean, for that, I'm sorry that the cost of
labor is going to know
on your labor.
That's to say the labor is going to be more labor intense on their end.
If you do this.
You want to pass up?
How much is this, anyways?
So to buy two of those, that's just product, you're at about $60,000. And then you gotta do the hire out and have those put in. And then you gotta determine, because I'm gonna say this, I'm not climbing down inside there to clean those out all the time. So there would have to be probably a contract done to have a pump station come, and I don't know how frequent, to have them come, because then it becomes a biohazard material.
Mm-hmm. Is that just open air, so just the smell comes out?
No, no, you can buy.
It's like, I want this by my legacy events.
The one without the rails on it has grates over it like a sewer cap.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's a multi-screen, so it starts out where one screen is, let's say, an inch and a half gap, down to an inch, and then down to a half.
Uh-huh. So, and I can see the applications for this are good to use in BMPs. What are BMPs?
Best management practice.
Oh, there you go, best management. Trash retention, correctional facilities, industrial and medical facilities. So yeah, good to know.
I mean, if we're looking at something like those, that's a lot cheaper than $1 million for.
Well, we want to try this first and see if that helps correct some of it.
I would be in favor of fully funding and getting all of those installed and be done with it.
And try that?
And try that, and then say, if you get a towel, let us know. But if you're getting a towel every, or a uniform once a year,
it's not bad. Yeah.
That stinks,
but it's a jail.
Yeah.
If you're starting over at the get-go with everything that you've learned and understand about jails, would you have put screens in the jails at the get-go?
Yes.
So, realistically, and I appreciate what Curtis is saying, that again, it's not that expensive for what we could do, but we could put those in, and we could still, if we could do, because we can use ARPA funds for this kind of thing, is that if we could turn around and put screens in, plus those, and if I'm hearing right, for around $100,000 total.
Well, I don't know what the labor would be to
that's
install
the cost of $60,000.
$60,000 just for the base.
Okay, let's say $200,000. Okay. Yeah. So we turn around and we can do this for $200,000, the funds are there to be able to be used. And again, I agree with you, at some point, you're going to have to figure out how the screens are put. Would that be the smartest thing?
I'm not going to say no.
Can we use COVID funds to do this?
I don't know. I can look at it.
Okay.
I would. I think, in all fairness, I think the sewer districts need to be, when a facility is built, they need to be more involved in the their requirements and specs and design of what they all know what's going to come out of a facility. I think they need to be more involved in saying that's got to have a muffin monster in it, that's got to have a screen in it, And I can show Muffin Monster is another alternative, but
it's a legitimate thing.
It's called a Muffin Monster, man. You can throw a piece of concrete in it.
It is grinded up.
But there's a lot of moving parts with that one. With that one comes power. I mean, it's pretty in depth to do that. And I do believe a lot of facilities, correctional facilities, when they are being constructed, the sewer district works with the county, the architect, the whatever, and they say, we know you're going to get a lot of stuff out of there. You need to, it's mandatory that you put that in now.
They claimed they did that, though, remember?
I think they mentioned that they would require that, knowing what they know now, if we were to ask again.
And they claimed that they talked with the powers that be back in that day, but then it just wasn't approved.
I was there.
Okay.
Okay? And I don't, again, I'm old now, but that was 31 years ago, and I was there, and I do not remember those conversations taking place.
Mm-hmm. So was Leland there when 31 years ago? Because you know Leland, I mean, he's kind of retired now, but he still helps out. Was Leland the manager over there?
I worked with Leland, yes,
on that,
when he was down there.
They claimed it, I think, commissioners.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you know, if we've got the dollars, I'm just wondering if we don't try to do this, which is what may be the best. I think we do have to take responsibility because we are running a correctional facility. But I'm wondering if maybe between you guys, Coach and you, you can get with Leland, and I can't remember what the manager's first name is, but maybe we can then talk about some concepts to look at, see what would be best. I mean, one of the things that we are facing, and I think it's going to continue to increase, is this clean water, and, you know, what's going in has got to come out clean, and if there's waste to clean what's going in before it goes in there, you know, and again, are the things that we need to do. So that would just be my take as far as.
So can I ask a question?
Just one other thing, but to bring it up, that's why it's putting it all together is something that's useful. So this white paper, I mean, for sure it came up that for us to catch our stuff before it enters into the system is ideal. I think we can all agree with that. And they talk about the reduced capacity of the pump station, initially deemed acceptable, but in recent years this decision has come into question. Original designs, now they're going to talk about stuff that doesn't have to do with our facility. Original design envisioned half-acre lots and single-family homes in West Farmington, but of course there's a lot more density now.
Right.
And so the density is their kind of thing to deal with, right? And capacity, yep, of that's a thing,
yep,
for sure. So anyway, I'm just trying to see what else. Yeah, they look at these two options. And of course, the first one, construction of a new larger pump station with adequate screening capacity to accommodate garbage from the jail. But no. Number two, installation of a screening facility at the jail, and if needed, a smaller pump station to correct the loss in head created by screen installation. Anyway.
So they would want, if we put screens in, they're saying they still would want another pump station because we're going to restrict the flow.
I think that what they were after, they were saying this is the problem that's there. I think they also have a problem with their flow because they are getting close to the capacity with what's coming there. And I think that's why they were talking about a larger pump station doing that, trying to see if there was something, because ARPA funds fit into this, whether or not we could participate. And maybe I was hearing wrong, but I think that was the underlying stuff. That was
on this white paper, they talk about ARPA.
But I think that going back to our problem, is that if we can correct our problem, that's their problem. They still have fees and all that other stuff. I don't know if that's something that we should be, you know, participating in.
I agree.
That's a whole different subject than what this subject is here.
Agree.
So you pretty much answered my questions that I had, because I had read through all that as well, and it seemed like it was Yes, there is a problem with the correctional facility and the stuff that comes through. I won't deny. I mean, ideally, we'd never have any of that flashlight, Mitch said. In, you know, hindsight, yeah, it's probably the best idea. But it sounded to me like this is a, we've developed so much out here that now we no longer have the capability, or we're pushing the limits of our capability.
They admit that.
And so, yeah. I just, I'll be honest, I don't like the fact that they just say because of the jail. It's not just because of the jail. I mean, 31 years the jail's been there, and it wasn't, you know, you had the flow rate problems.
How much has your population increased in 31 years compared to the other area that the district serves?
So
none of that was there.
Yeah. See, when the jail was built down there, for those of you that watched this area grow, when we built the initial facility down there, the only thing that was down there was Richard's Jersey Farm. That's it. Anything west was a few homes, but they all had
septic tanks.
They talk about that too.
Okay.
No, there's some good facts on here.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, if they're looking for partners, I mean, I just, from the chief deputy to the corrections facility, I just don't like the idea that it's all being said it's a jail. And I think if they're looking for partners, we can certainly try to help and do our part. And I think Mitch is really trying his best with what we can do within the facility, short of adding to both sewer lines.
So did they say they could put a screen on the pump system as a single unit on the main and be one of their maintenance points with the pump and the screen? And then if we were to participate in getting that, is that something that they...
Because they've got to maintain the screen, right?
Yeah.
Well, the pump's going to need maintenance as well. So if it was part of a single unit or something as a facility for their main...
They have a whole presentation. This is it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see here. Go ahead, please. So there's that. This is just making the case. There's the toilet. That's old. Was that the old? When they went into the history of it.
I don't know. On that font. What this was.
Yeah, this is very old, as you can see. So see, they went into the history. If you go back, Curtis, there is an agreement, and they referred to it.
So what is their proposal? Design work, screen. What they want to.
Split 80-20.
No, this was.
This was.
Oh, okay.
So this is it as it is today, right?
They said that the building is ugly. They said that it's expensive. They said that there's a screen.
There's a screen, but it's failing, right? Something.
Facility upgrade. This was in 2014-15. Cost them $218 was. And that's what it looks like
okay,
now.
Okay, here's what it looks
they
like
put
now.
New siding on it.
Yeah.
I like the vertical rather than the horizontal.
More stuff. More yucky stuff. Yucky stuff.
Giving us the thumbs up.
And so, they talk about, they have some EPA requirements. They are required, just as Commissioner Stevenson said, this is what they have to do. And they're trying to show the flows.
There's one, they represented there was one line.
Uh-huh.
Now there's three.
And they talk about it being gravity fed. That was also a big deal. Yes. So here's the proposal. And their priorities, that's important. Remove waste of the jail, yes, we agree. Minimize the size of the screen by capturing...
Oops. Sorry.
By capturing only the flow from the jail. Maintain the collection system and pump station capacity for continuing development in West Farmington. So again, that's kind of that's their deal, that last thing, okay? And then they have everything priced out. Yeah. And let's see if there's more. Doing nothing is not an option. There's a good slide. And they are charged with stuff. You know, they have to fulfill their responsibility as a sewer district. We understand that. So that gives you a better idea. And Charisse could share those slides over to you if you wanted to look at it a little more closely. But Yeah, that's why we knew we needed to find out more about our, you know, what we know expertly inside.
We are really trying. We have tried to be proactive with this. Like I said, we wondered how we've been doing. Mm-hmm. We don't get a regular visit or report, or just periodically we'll get a bag. They'll say, we got these closed, and that's all we ever really hear. And then nothing for a good long period of time.
Yeah.
Also, there was an ARPA fund a year and a half.
Exactly.
Well, I would say kind of what Commissioner Stevenson's saying is, if we could have some talks with them to see, you know, what best route we can go for us for the future, because I don't think we're moving that jail anytime soon. And so we should take care of the problems that we're seeing. We have, if ARPA can be used, then let's use it to take care of the problems that we've got, take care of our own waste before it hits the system.
And I'm just curious, because, yeah, I think that was the screen system, when you say, Mitch, that knowing everything you know now, that you would for sure do use those. And the pump station contract, you know, what does that look like? They showed us a picture of the one. I don't know, we must have passed over it, but it moves, you know, that's a thing.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, they have a lift station.
Yeah. There you go, that's, yeah.
And I wouldn't want you clean it because I don't want you to retire anytime soon, so.
Well, yeah, I know it's a thing. What I also know, because I have toured two of these special service districts pretty intensely, like a thorough tour, took a long time. It's four officials, one of them, South Davis, and then the other one was, because it's right there around Caseville, and I was asked if I want to learn more about it. This was many years ago. They tried really hard to run lean with the number of people. They try really hard to run lean and still do what needs to be done. So there you go.
So if we were to install this, knowing that there's three lines, would we need three of these?
No, just two.
Two.
Just
one
two.
Of them's the work center that we're not utilizing inmates anymore.
So if we're getting stuff out of the work center, it's our own people.
So it's about $1.4 to $1.5 million, because we would need one of these on each line.
No. Yeah, this is the pump center.
This is the pump station.
They're saying it's $60,000 each, and then it's installed and all that, so maybe $250, and then have a contract with somebody to come out and periodically clean it out, because we don't want to do it.
Well, so those screening systems they show in there as well, there's two different collection boxes that are in there. You may not need both of those collection boxes. You may be able to reduce it down to one. I don't know if they need us to collect the half inch garbage that the one collects. There's a screen that would pick up bigger items. Blankets and shirts and towels, and that was $27,000 in there, plus whatever the blade would be.
And it sounds like they want an additional pump station.
I'm trying to remember if they just verbally stated that they know they have to replace that soon, and they're thinking it's failing before its time, since it's had to deal with stuff like this. Okay.
Well, I would say let's have that meeting with them. We'll take care of our part. You guys do your part of the green. Shouldn't be our problem that all the expansion happened down there.
Well, I agree with that part, going to all the toilets. That seems like it. You said.
Well, I don't know. If we can put the screening system in, then I wouldn't have to worry about it.
We can. If we get to go ahead to budget and purchase these, we can, Mitch, I was just talking to Mitch, we can finish this year probably of making sure all of our lines are covered with these stingers and fish hooks.
Mitch, if you had the screening system in place, would you still implement all these?
I would.
Just to keep stuff.
Sounds like it's a preventive to help your screen from failing before it's time.
Yeah.
Because I would rather plug a stack inside the building than have it all go out and plug everything.
Probably yes. I have to dig it up.
Yeah. Okay.
This is super helpful. Kind of interesting. Kind of yucky. Like all of a sudden it feels a little funny right now. Nonetheless, important.
Jump to my next meeting.
Who's going to be a Boston cheer right now?
Are you all fine to kind of
Yeah,
together and have that meeting? I think that's great.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay. The time is 11:16 and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.